Tuesday, June 6th. We were in Washington this morning at a staff meeting. There's a lot of concern about Laird's testimony about a $3 to $5 billion increase in defense because of Vietnam. They think this will be very tough in its effect on the Stop the War Amendment, and that now we need a rounded statement on the whole budget situation, otherwise we're going to be trapped into a tax increase. Mahon and all of his allies apparently are going to use the defense increase to defeat revenue sharing, which of course isn't bad from our viewpoint. The president had me over at the OB this morning for just some talk on the general domestic situation. He wants Agnew to take Mills on and destroy his tax plan. He wants to be sure Mitchell hits the fact that a lot of the congressmen didn't show up at the joint session last Thursday. We reviewed Connolly's recommendations. He got into the question of whether he should do the rotary speech and gave me some background on what to cover. The real question is whether we can write a good speech. He feels it should basically be a replay of the Russian speech of Price's, 2,000-word maximum, with an overview of the world situation. Peace, bringing the world together, keep America strong, don't cut the defense budget. The world's changed in Rotary's 75 years. The president spoke to Rotary at their 50th anniversary. At that time, there was no contact with China. There was a direct confrontation with the Soviet. Now look at the situation today, the major changes, what it means, the hope for peace. A brief paragraph on Vietnam, like the line he used in the Congress, cheer line on Vietnam and on defense. End on a note of the need for understanding and communication, that people should understand each other in order to get along. People want peace, the Russians, the Chinese, and so on. He says we'll decide on Thursday whether to do this. But he's not convinced that he should. He wants to end it on the Tanya thing, saying that for the first time the President of the United States spoke to 100 million Russians on television the day before he had been to Leningrad to the cemetery. And then he wants the actual words from Tanya's diary. And that we want the Tanyas wherever they are, Soviet Union, China, North Vietnam, all over the world, to be able to live in a world at peace. Ehrlichman says he has to have a decision on the higher education conference report because of the whether the busing position is more important than the education thing. President wants to figure out an office press conference on the 14th and then a TV press conference on the 29th. He seems to feel he has to do the office thing before he goes on TV. He toyed with the idea of seeing Goldwater on the way to Camp David, but dropped it because of a weather problem. It appeared for a while that he couldn't even get to Camp David by chopper, but then he shifted and the weather shifted, and so we went on up. He got into some discussion of political organization, is concerned that Mitchell isn't doing the sophisticated type of organizational work that the McGovern people are doing. He feels there's no sense in McGovern having all of that and the key states and are not having it. He's particularly concerned about Nofziger running the campaign in California and that we may not go for the Texans for Nixon kind of thing in Texas rather than building up on the Republicans. He raised the point of considering the question of Henry testifying regarding Salt on the Hill on the basis that he's the only one who knows enough about it, and we'd have him go up because of his special expertise. The president had McKee over for dinner at Camp David tonight, which was a great treat for her. End of June 6th.